السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم: أشد الناس عذابا في القيامة عالم لم يعمل بعلمه ولم ينفعه علمه. صدق الله وصدق رسوله وصدق قوله الكريم. Alhamdulillah, with the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, once again we are able to perform one more day fasting. Today is the 13th day of the month of Ramadan al-Mubarak, 1443 after Hijrah. Alhamdulillah, brothers and sisters, I'm here once again with one of the lessons, a noble lessons from noble narrations. Today I want to talk and discuss from noble Prophet Islam, peace be upon him and his family. One of the main component, brothers and sisters, is what will happen to our end on the resurrection day. Because all of us, we are worried about that, right? One of our biggest concern is, خَلِّصْنَا مِنَ النَّارِ يَا رَبْ. O Allah, save us, secure us, protect us from the punishment, hellfire. Here, noble Prophet Islam, he says, the worst among you on the resurrection day, when it comes to the chastisement, punishment, azab, hellfire, is those who are knowledgeable people. They know ulama. However, they don't practice what they preach. Therefore, their knowledge will not going to benefit to them. Others, they got benefit out of that, but the one who knows yet doesn't practice what he knows. Brothers and sisters, this is a very important, that knowledge is the first stage. This knowledge should lead us to practice based on what we learn. When we talk about the scholars, the alim, the knowledge of people, don't think that knowledge of people, those who sit in Qom or Najaf, Ayatul al-Uzma, or those who have a turban, or those who are, no, all of us, we know certain things, yet we don't practice. All of us, we know that Fajr prayer is wajib, and if I don't practice, I know I don't practice. You be judge of yourself, that how many things you know, but when it comes to practice, either you try to bring some excuses, or we avoid that. That's what our noble Prophet Islam, he is giving us, invoking us from heedlessness. The month of Ramadan, we need to awake ourselves. It is the 13th day that, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whatever I know, I want to practice. Once we practice that, I'm sure you'll see the result. Inshallah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.